Yo, Kanye, I was just thinking, what was it like before you dropped that first album? Like, what kind of hurdles did you have to jump over?
Tyler, my man, it was like trying to paint a masterpiece with no canvas. I had to hustle hard, you know? People saw me as just a producer, not a rapper.
So, like, they put you in a box, huh? That's wild. I mean, I get it. People always trying to label you.
Exactly. I was making beats for Jay-Z, but when I said I wanted to rap, they were like, "Nah, stick to the beats, Kanye." But I had a vision, man.
Vision's everything, dude. So what'd you do? Just keep pushing?
I had to prove myself. I record through the wires with my jaw wide shut after a car accident. It was like spitting bars through a storm, but I had to show them I was serious.
That's hardcore, man. Like, you were literally rapping through pain. That's some next level dedication.
Yeah, and then there was the struggle to get signed. I was shopping my demo everywhere, but labels weren't biting. They couldn't see the genius yet.
Man, it's like trying to sell ice cream in a snowstorm. But you kept at it, right?
For sure. I finally got signed to Rockefeller, but even then I had to fight for my album to be released. It was like climbing a mountain with no gear.
And then the college dropout dropped, and boom, you changed the game. That's inspiring, dude. You turn all those challenges into your own personal symphony.
That's right, Tyler. Sometimes you gotta break the mold to make gold. And now here we are, still pushing boundaries.